Imam Hussein is the Prophet of Islam's grandson and the third of the 12 Shia Imams. In the year 680 AD, Imam Hussein was brutally martyred in the Battle of Karbala on the 10th of Muharram on the lunar calendar. It's that time of year again, and Iran is covered in black. Imam Hussein's excruciating ordeal is relived in mourning congregations, processions, eulogies, and elegies all over Iran.
The streets of Iran are filled with people grieving. The streets of Iran are filled with people mourning. Why? It is one of the holiest months of the year. It is Muharram. It is the epic tale of Hossein ibn Ali with his family and 72 people. He stood against a death squad of over 30,000 people. He said, "I will not bend. I will not fear as long as I know God is behind me."
The battle of good versus evil has raged on for centuries, and no battle depicts the good versus evil better than the battle of Hossein ibn Ali versus the tyrant Yazid. The loyal followers of Imam Hossein loved and cherished him. They gave their lives for what they believed in. They were martyred in the epic battle of good versus evil. It was a looming battle. Hossein ibn Ali finally falls on the battlefield. Next to his comrades, covered in wounds, he is then decapitated. And evil believes they have gained victory, but have they? Far from it. Hossein will be loved, cherished, and followed for centuries to come.
What would you do if you were oppressed? What would you do if everything you believed in, loved, valued, and cherished was to be compromised? What would you do if a tyrant told you that you had to give up everything you believe in? Would you stand, fight, and say, "Hey, come on," or would you run? Hossein ibn Ali did exactly that. He said, "This is what I love. This is what I believe. I will not let the tyrant Yazid compromise me."
Azadari, which basically translates into mourning for a loved one, spreads all over Iran during the month of Muharram for Hossein ibn Ali. People show their love and allegiance to Imam Hossein by flocking to the streets as they weep, chant, and pay homage to the Prophet of Islam's grandson. Basically, the people are saying, "We are the people of Hossein. We are and will always be his followers. We will cry for you. We will carry your love of Islam. We will never forget what you stood for, what you did when you faced evil in its rawest form."
سعی کردیم یه کتابی رو حدود 2 سال روش تحقیقات شد و از مأخذهای مختلف در مورد سخنهای بزرگای دنیا و اندیشمندها و فلاسفه دنیا که در مورد حضرت ابوعبدالله گفتن جمع‌آوری کردیم و این کتاب واقعا کمک کرد هر کسی که حتی غیر ایرانی چون به 3 زبان عربی و فارسی و انگلیسی نوشته شده خیلی کمک کرد شاید به دوستان در خارج از کشور در امریکا در کانادا که من هستم این رو میدم شاید خیلی تازه حتی ایرانی ها تازه متوجه میشن که از طب عبدالله کی بوده و این کتاب خیلی کمک کرد.
Nasri is donating a free food. People go to work all day in preparing Nasri for crowds that come from all over cities, towns, and all over. Traditional Iranian meals like ghemeh or masabzi or zeresh polo are prepared and allotted out to the people. Not just poor people though, people from all walks of life come for Nasri.
As you can see, there's a large group of people behind me. They're waiting in line for Nasri. Nasri is the Persian word basically for food that's going to be donated. Free food, which is great, isn't it? But is that what you really think, that these people are just waiting for free food or a donation? It's so much more than that. The Nasri food is actually like a part of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. He donated his life for what he believed in. And that is what the food here, the Nasri, represents. That's what these people are waiting for, not a free meal. I tried my best today to show you guys what goes on in Iran in remembrance of Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. But one important factor that I want to show everyone, and I myself want to take a look at, is how the people feel. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take to the streets and I'm going to mention his name, his holy name, Hussein. And I want to see what the people's reaction is. For me, it would be valor, courage, honor, dignity, a hero. But I want you guys to do the same. So I say Hussein ibn Ali. And whatever is the first thing that comes to your mind, please post it on Iran Program's Facebook page. God bless you.
حسین نگهدارنده دین، مظهر فداکاری و ادامه دهنده دین و دیانت،
از خودگذشتگی و فداکاری،
عشق به آدم ها،
عشق،
بزرگترین شهید اسلام،
عشق به همه خوبی ها، عشق به خداوند،
شهادت.
Life is and will always be filled with trials and tribulations. But no matter what, be assured with God's help, you can overcome anything. And in the end, good will always prevail over evil. Stand firm in your belief in Allah. Stand firm in love, loyalty, and everything good. For Iran Program, I am Reza Naevi. Thank you for tuning in. Thank God for another day. Khuda Hafiz.